The point I want to get to is the issue of a kohen dochening more than once in a day. If he's mechuyev to, if a second zebra asks him to dochen again, does he have to dochen again or not? Is he allowed to dochen again or not? Does he make a bracha when he dochens again? All those issues. But to get to that, let's start. We have to start a little bit before that. So first, we have to know what exactly is this mitzvah of Birchus Kahanim. So there's a Rashi over here in Sukkah. The Targum translates on the pasuk, "Because the Baruch Hu Bnei Yisrael Amor Lahem," that Kad Yemrim Lohin. So that the mitzvah of Birchus Kahanim, because the Baruch Hu Bnei Yisrael, is only Kad Yemrim Lohin, only when you tell them to do so that they have to do so. So if they don't tell the kohen to give the bracha, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah only starts according to the Targum Pashtus once they're told to dochen. That's what we accomplish. We're saying, we say kohenim, we're calling to the kohen to dochen, and that's when the mitzvah kicks in. And till then, not. The Gemara never really says that halacha explicitly. There's a Gemara in Saita, but the Gemara does say that all the way three lines on the bottom, the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Naktinin Shleshtaim Karin Kohanim Lechad Eno Karin Kohen." So there is a din of saying Kohanim, but it's only if there's two Kohanim, not when there's one. Okay. Hashem Amar Amar Lehem Lishnayim Lehem is plural. So Rashi comes along and says that Amar Chitza Naktinin Kohen Karin Kohanim when you saw Karin Kohanim. So the one who calls it out is supposed to be a kohen. We don't do like that, but that's what Chizkiah says. Kohen kari kohenim. Rashi says, "Im shliach tzibur kohen hu kari umazer es chaveirav ha'oimnim lafanav lahachzer pedeim ulevarach es Yisrael." Im Yisrael lo'edo kari kohenim. So Rashi touches up that the reason why you say kohenim is they're ready up on the duchen, and tell them to turn around. So that's a funny. That's the point of telling them to turn around. Right? So the point is to say that they should say the bracha. The Rashi says, "Umazer es chaver of lahaim yulafar of lahachzer pneiim levarich." So it's a funny lashon of that he's telling them to be machzer panav levarich. Yeah, that's a lacha that there's a din upon him, keneg upon him. It seems that the fact that Rashi has that keneg, so some of the sifrei mitzvahs meforshim learn that Rashi's learning that there's not that the mitzvah is not totally b'dafka namira. Now we'll see that there are other shittas like that as well. The mitzvah of Birchus Kahanim.
What does that do with the calling them to turn around?
It's exactly.
So they just have to think it, turn around and think it.
Okay, let's. Arishu ben Levi, the Rosh says, "Kol kohen mavarach misbarach shenemar mavarach kol mavarachecha." Arishu ben Levi, "Kol kohen sheno oil leduchen oyver b'shlosha asin, kos mavarachu amar lehem usamar shmi." So the pasuk says, Arishu ben Levi darshan that there are three commandments that the kohen has to give a bracha, kos mavarach is bnei Yisrael, one, amar lehem, two, usamar shmi bnei Yisrael, three. Yerushalmi, Rav Adar Bar Pazi, Kedahavi Tedek Le Reishe Kaim Le Achure Am Muda. When he was Chadek Le Reishe, so Kaim he would stand Achure Am Muda. Rav Loz Ami Nofel Lebra, so they were Kahanim. They would go out. Klamar Yotzim Lechutz Kedai Shlo Yitzorach La'alois Leduchen Kishachazin Kari Kahanim. To Hoder Minan Do Over A Kaim Megimel Asay Hainu Kishachazin Kari Kahanim. All the mitzvah that the commandments which he has are only when the chazan calls out the word kohanim. The more lehem a targuminu kanyem alohain. Vimu beisak nesses kishachazan kar kohanim. Vimu oyle is over. Vimu beisak nesses it over. So the mitzvah only starts once the chazan calls out kohanim. So the rosh, if he's not there, he's not being about lani asay. Means the whole asay is totally in the kriya of the chazan of the word kohanim. Without the word kayanim, there's no mitzvah b'chalal. So then that's the touch of the Targum. Kad yemer lohin. The mitzvah is amor lehem, that because the work is b'nei Yisrael. Kad yemer lohin. you should give the bracha to Klai. So when you're told to do so, you're not told to do so, you don't have to, you know, there's no mitzvah to give the bracha. That's what the Rosh understands. And that's, you'd ask the average person, what do you, you know, why they call it Tayanim? Because like the Rosh says, because there's no mitzvah of Birchas Kayanim without the being, the Kayanim being called and asked to give the bracha. Okay. The Beis Yosef brings that Kasa Rabbeinu Noyach the Hoder Minan Kishena Kayan over Kishena Omer Loi Levorech that if we do not tell them to work, you're not over Zot Rabbeinu Noyach Hainu Shed Over Begimel Asay. That which Rishu Malevi's Mechadish, that there's not one assay, but there are three assays. That's totally in Kriya. If you carry him, he's over three. And if you're not carry him, you're not over three. Abba Basay, the Kosavorchu, over Shakadim and Suman of Archis Israel, Yarmelehem or Yachtalu. Whether you're told to do it or not, the Kayan is a mitzvah to give a bracha to Klai Yisrael. But that there's three mitzvahs. The second one is Amor Lehem. He said, the more says there's three. Kasavorch has been a Yisrael. Amor Lehem, Vesamo Eshmi. So, Kasavorch has been a Yisrael, that you mukhib either way. So, that's the Brenner one. Amor Lehem, you're not mukhib unless they say, you say to them. And then, Vesamo Eshmi is a Hemshech of that, also not over. So, that's the Brenner one. They near a Kain Da Sapoiskim. Elo Eno Ever Cloud, Kol Shein Armim Loy Lalis. Shim loy kain, halal the farish. If that's what Rishu Malevi meant, he should have clarified. There's three when you have a kriya. There's only one. You don't have a kriya. It sounds like it's there's a different kriya and that's it. Chenir mashakosa goes by many years. Shim shteich tibur kain, shal yarmel lalos. So this way he won't get involved in the issue of what to do. Because there's a shalom, what does the Kayan do? If the Kayan's the shots, well, what does he do? So the eight says, don't tell him to go up. Therefore, we don't have any problems. What do you mean, don't have any problems? According to the Menorah, you still have mitzvah say to the Gebrocha. Shalom, Bishan, or Emer Meloy, or Emer Masay, how the Emer Shiala, Kadesh, Shal Yavr. Elavah, you see from the Ghost of Amin, that he holds that Bechla, you're not over anything at all without the Amira to them. Okay? So we have a close to the Ben Manoyach. Ben Manoyach says that there's at least one mitzvah saseh, because of Aruch, but he without a kriya. So what's the purpose of the kriya? He doesn't argue there's din of kriya. The kriya creates three mitzvahs, right? Where we're saying some are learning Rashi, the kriya is bechal not nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's a different din. It's a din of that he's being mastered on lahachshar ponov. Right, it's nothing to do with. It's not a taliyah in the mitzvah itself. Okay, so that's the ikur mitzvah. What about he did it already? So now we go. He comes to another shul and they say kayanim. So he's got a mitzvah there. I said, do it again. Right, 10 times a day, 20 times a day, 30 times a day. Listen, I need all the brothers. So the kriyas another say kayanim. Gotta do it. I say kayanim. Gotta do it again. Like I basically make the kayan my puppet, and I keep saying kayanim and making him do it again and again. Like, you know, sounds like a good deal, right? The Torah never says how often to do the mitzvah. Right? Parsha says Kirsten work has been a more lehem, right? And then it says the three psukim. Doesn't say once a day. Doesn't say once a month. Doesn't say once a year. Maybe it's once in a lifetime. Doesn't say often to do it. So according to this, every time you say a mor, you were mechayev the kayanim to give a bracha, right? And if not, and if they're not, they're over an asay. They're being mevatel an asay or three asays. So now what happens? Okay, so comes the miri, and we're going to see the gemara, but I just want to see the miri first. The Kayan loves Klai, so he says, you know, you know, You have an issue with the Raisa adding on to the mitzvah. The merchant said the mitzvah is these three psukim, and you're making a fourth one. That sounds beautiful and wonderful thing. The merchant said no, three and not more. That's what you do. So you're over the Isser Bal Tosef. Now, Vetim Efregin, that the Be'er Bal Tosef, it's only in conjunction, the kind standing on the corner, at, you know, middle of the street, you know, it's Tuesday afternoon, and you know, you drive by and says, you know, you should have a good day. I said, Bal Tosef. He said, he gave you a bracha, you should have a good day. Right? Is it about Tosef? No, it's only about Tosef in conjunction with Birchus Kahanim. So Birchus Kahanim is finished. He said, the three psukim, Birchus Kahanim is now done. Now he says, and you know what? I want to give you my own bracha also this. So why is he over it? See, it's kavanah to be over. He wants to change the mitzvah. I get it. His chiyuv is whenever a tefillah tzibur occurs, he has a mitzvah to give. That he's over that saying, it's only once a day. That's being over. And the more says the aside, which we'll see that the rule is that during the Zman HaMitzvah, if you add into the mitzvah, you got a problem. If a Shlom Zman HaMitzvah, a person decides, you know, 2 weeks after the sukkah, to sit like sleeping in the sukkah. Why? He likes the sukkah, not about Tosef. He says, I'm doing it because I want to show this another mitzvah. 2 weeks after sukkah, to sleep in the sukkah, it's not about Tosef. The person says, sleep in the sukkah for 7 days. Right? But after the mitzvah is done, the Bal Tosef is only if you have kavanah. B'shas mitzvah. If a person is moisim into the mitzvah, b'shas mitzvah, he's already, he will not kavanah for Bal Tosef, he's over. So it's called Zman HaMitzvah. Because the mitzvah is all the time. Whenever he has a tefillah available, he can go for it. Go for it. So, but the chiyuv asay is only the isra asay. He's over the asay is only once a day. Now, where do you get once a day from? We don't know. But that's what he says. So, what's it afterwards? It's called a mitzvah kiyumi. Okay. Let's say the Minchas Kinnah for now. We'll get back to it. So Prima Golem come like this. So the Shulchan Aruch and Sim Kuchav Kes Helvizis Kapayim Siv Gimel, which is quoted 2 pages hence in your booklet, Shabura page. Imol Pamachas B'Yoyim Zeh Shuv En Over Afilu Omer Loi Ale. So Mechaber says that the mitzvah is once a day. And if he did it already once a day, he's not over any aveira. If he's asked to do it again, then he refuses. He doesn't have to do it again. Okay. So Mishabur over there says, "Hanu imi samer leit tzibur achrina." So obviously, the first tzibur can't. We say it in conjunction with avoda. More than that, it has to be them in conjunction with avoda. They did their avoda already. So what are they asking him for again? Where are they asking him again? Teretz says, he said in the shul, sit and learn. The next meeting started, and they said, Kayarim. He says, did it today. I'm done. Not over any aveir. But Tom Kiman Shikwar Kayim Mitzuzu B'yayim Zeh Lo'chivu Oso Tara Yoser V'komokam Im Ola Pam Sheinis Tzorech L'Vorech Mitchila HaBrocha Asher Kiddushono B'mitzvah Yisov. Now it puts a footnote on the bottom that we should change that Asher Kiddushono B'mitzvah Yisov Aaron, that Vav over there is a mistake. The Kabbalim Oysa Mitzvah Philip Oysa Bechtesa Shekwar Nosso Kapo. He's doing a mitzvah a second time, so you can make a bracha of Asher Kiddushono B'mitzvah Yisov Aaron. Okay. So Mechaber said, you don't have to do, once a day is enough. Again, we don't know where this once a day came from. But you make a bracha if you do it a second time. So now, according to Miri, the Miri gives us a construct where the Miri says that the mitzvah is, you're over that say once a day. Right? But the mitzvah is constant. Mitzvah is constant to give brachos. But you're not mechuyev to give brachos the whole day. But whenever you do it, so we'll call it a mitzvah kiyumis, maybe. Right? So you understand that you make a bracha on that. But maybe it's a lashon mechaber. Mo'ala pamachas b'yom shuv eno over fil amrim loy ale. You're not over. Definitely you're allowed to go. Definitely you got a mitzvah if you go. Definitely. But you're not over the Isser if you don't go. And the Mishnah says you make a bracha. Now why is Mishnah Berurah saying you're making a bracha? So the Shara Tzion in Ches says, Shubas maram mitz, magan avram, ayarabah, primagadim, deloik lavush, shemish tapik b'zeh. Not like the sheet of the lavush, the lavush is not sure if you make a bracha the second time. And that's what we're going to see the Lubush. The Lubush says he's not convinced that you make a bracha a second time. And the Chasam Sofer is chashish for the Lubush. I mean, chashish is chashish for the Chasam Sofer. Right? So we'll have to see what that story is. Okay. Now, comes along the Prima Gadim, which I think is on your next page, right? Or two pages back, right?
Of course.
Yeah. So on this din, when Rabbi says you make a bracha, so the people got a neshel of Ram Gimel. I'm a good Ram. The fuk came in the bush and it's tapping him before Hashem Kiddushanu Mitzusav Mitzivanu Pam Shein is again the nusach of this Hashem Kiddushanu B'Ktusha Shalaron should be the correct yirsa, but that's what they wrote. Okay. Kim then mechuyavoy. So he's not sure that if you're not mechuyavoy, why are you making a bracha again? Okay. Again, they're just using that lashon. Okay, so what's the question? Maybe the mitzvah is only applies when there's two kahanim. The barrel of Ranvel Ben Lov, Kasavor has been a Yisrael, Amor Lahem. So Amor Lahem means you're talking to at least two Kohanim. So Midarais, so the mitzvah is only if you have two Kohanim. Midarais, you don't have a mitzvah, you only have one Kohanim. That's a Machloikas. And the Mor says that we pass, you don't say Kohanim to one Kohanim. Now, if the mitzvah only kicks in the Raisa, if you say Kohanim, Karin Rosh, so even if you tell me there's a mitzvah on a Karin Yachid to say the Tzedukah, it's only to say Karinim to him. Well, you didn't say Karinim to him. So you basically left him hanging without a mitzvah derais. So now the Prichadr says, Masubit, do you make a bracha or not? So the Prichadr says, you make a bracha. Because you make a bracha, it's under abundance. The other Shoshana, the Kavches, Beis, Yisamali Tzibur Akrina, Iboy Mavarak Eloi. Now, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which we're going to see, says that if you have another tzibah, you can make the bracha again. Hanu birchas kayanim. Shemachicha, magos ma'amin yois. Tosh Hashem, the kimen, the olah pamachash, eno over. Veni yudeh, I'm not sure why that's true. Nilmi boy lo mevorech, lo yeh lebetzik nes. It means you don't have to go to shul again. Olo yikru lo, eno over. If they don't call him out, he's not over. Right, but if you call him, you're mechuyev to go up again. Maybe it's a din d'oraisa, you're mechuyev to go up again a second time. If the kohen says, I'm not interested, kayanim! I'm not interested, that's tough luck. But now he's a kayanim, you're mechuyev d'oraisa to go up. I'm not convinced that that's true b'shat in the Gemara. Well, we didn't see the Gemara yet. The more contrast in the case of Bechor, which is a different case, he says Bechor is different. Okay? So the kain yachid akapanim rabbanon tzarich la'alus. That's definitely a chiyuv to rabbanon, because you kosev magan avram oisid vav. Kar who adim tibur akrina mi rabbanon mi achayev. And even if you tell me there's not a chiyuv to raisa in the second tibur, there's a chiyuv to rabbanon in the second tibur. The imloy kain lama mevarach asher kiddushanu mitzvah b'tzivanu. Again, that phrase, okay? Because you kosev b'richalus sefiyud. Shemachi kain yachid mevarach the chayim rabbanon. They only make a bracha because you're chayim rabbanon. You're not chayim rabbanon, you don't make the bracha. So that you're telling me you make a bracha in the second tzibur. This is what the Magen Rosh passed. You must be it's a chiyuv of the rabbanon at least. Um, Im ken kashesh harbi beis haknesses kain yotzi mitmiachas ein reshar lamed b'shniya b'shas nesiyas kapayim. He doesn't have a choice not to go up. He's mechayev leitz min rabbanon to go up and join them. Upagama varai ikah the royal lo yada shekvar nosakabav. And if he chooses not to go up, the Gemara says one of the reasons which you always have a kohanim who don't go up for various different reasons, and people will think that he's not a kohen. So there's a concern of pagam and the kohuna. So that's for sure a problem. So Prima Gadam has two arguments over here. He says, I'm not convinced that you're not chayiv. And the Gemara says you have an option of not going up. Well, we didn't see the Gemara yet. That means you don't have to be in the shul. You don't have to be there when they do the kriya. Or they won't do a kriya. But once they do a kriya, you're mechayiv to go up. Could be the mina raisa. At least mina rabbanan, you're mechayiv to go up. You don't have an option of not going up. So when you see the kohen outside, you ask him a favor to please join you. So according to Prima Gadam, it's not just a favor. That could be he's mechayiv. Just like he's mechayiv the first time, he's mechayiv the second time. At least min rabbanan, he's mechayiv. This Hebrew should have berachas kohanim. He's mechayiv to join them and give the bracha. Okay. Interesting Prima Gadam. Okay. So the Rambam, Kain Shal Yud Aleph, Loch Yud Aleph, Tetzvav Yud Aleph, Kain Shanot says Kapov Besaknesis. He didn't see his Kapayim already. Vol Besaknesis Akar, Motzat Tzibur Shemispalin. Well, the Gil Birchus Kahanim, and he arrived prior to Birchus Kahanim. So when they get the Birchus Kahanim, he doesn't see his Kapayim again. He'll come upon him b'yoyim. He does it multiple times in a day. Okay. Then he gets involved in the halacha. He has to be like a ragva at the appropriate time, which is not our issue. Yud beis. Kokan shel al duchen. Al bishav shebitlam etz asay. Achas. Reza ka'over al sholosh asay. So Raman learns that this, there's one ikar mitzvah of kosevorach as b'nei Yisrael. Chazal darshin, it's like you're over three asays. Adamaisa once that my chaverim came, he was traveling somewhere, it's back in Tells. He's on the bus somewhere, and this woman walks over to him and says, African American woman says, in the Bible, those who bless the seed of Abraham will be blessed. So you should be blessed. Smart woman. Those of work, you didn't get a bracha. So the Rama says the Kohen and that woman are the same, right? He gets a bracha to Klal Yisrael. He gets a bracha. I never had that experience myself. he came out like that. I was like, yeah, fine. Now comes the Gos Maimonides over here in the bottom, and Ois Tes. Omnam imloy omraloy odam ale. And everybody say, "Kavini Rishalmi Rishimin Pazi." He brings this whole quote over here that the Rosh quoted. Now it's a very interesting thing. You realize that the Rambam didn't say this. I need the Gos Maimonides to point that out. If the Rambam says it, well, I don't need the Gosh Rambam to point it out. The Rambam says, you're not say. You have a chiva to do it. Doesn't say anything about a mor lehem, not a mor lehem, kriya, not kriya, kol kohanim, not kol kohanim. So before Shem Mitzvahs learn that the Rambam sheet is that the kohanim have a chiva, whether you say a kohanim or not kohanim. The Rambam all day have a chiva. The Gosh Rambam says no, that he's arguing. And the Beis Yosef, actually, that basically is. So he quotes the Gos Maimonides earlier that the piece we didn't do with it says the Gos Maimonides. It says, you only are over here. Like, I mean, Gos Maimonides. It's a Rambam, Sishkin Rambam. Rambam Pasha is a master like the Medaik and Rashi, that the Chiyuv is even without saying Kohanim. So why do we say Kohanim? Whatever reason we say Kohanim. So now, the second issue of the Rambam's Lashon is, what's Rambam's Lashon? It's Doisi Yadav Lehenim Avorcha. Right, he should go up. The Rama said Yud Beis. If he's done that early, Sarvan Aseh. The Rama sounds like that's the Chiyuv. He's not saying that if you're not Mechuyiv to the second time, but if you want to, you could. The Rama says that you go up. And the Rama next also says that if you don't go up, you're an Aseh. The Rama doesn't make a Tanai the first time, second time. The Rama doesn't make such a condition. The Pasha, the Rambam, is saying that the Kayan, the second basic Knesset, we say Kayanim, but the Rambam Gadam says, why shouldn't we achieve the right so they go up? So he doesn't get it, what the shear is. Let's hold on the bush for a little bit. And then Shafanach Rav is connected to the bush. So let's see this Gemara that they're talking about. So more is discussing the din of Baal Tosef. And the more is discussing Baal Tosef, it started out over here in Sugya in Rosh Hashanah, that the Baal Tzkiah decided to add another note. So the Tzkiah, Rosh Hashanah Chav Chesem Beit. So Tzkiah, Teruah Tzkiah, that's the mitzvah of the Torah. And we're not sure what that means, so we do different sounds because of the Sufik. He decided to add, you know, taps. Tekiya, Ruatrua, Tekiya, taps, Tekiya, you know. Musical tune, right? Right? He wants to blow taps on the shofar, right? Once heard a guy play taps on the shofar. Right? Okay? Why not? So the Mordecai says, you're ever Baal Tosef. The Torah says the mitzvah is Tekiya, Terua, Tekiya. And he's blowing Tekiya, Terua, taps, Tekiya, right? The Chai is ever Baal Tosef. So Mordecai says, once you finish the more challenges. So how do we sleep in the sukkah on the Shmini Atzeres? Of course, that's after the mitzvah is over. It's not bismana mitzvah. You only have the mitzvah bismana, not shalom bismana. Baal Tosef is only when you're doing the mitzvah. If you do it with the hisafa, that's called Baal Tosef. The mitzvah is finished, and now it's a new day, and I'm doing the same in the sukkah. That's not Baal Tosef. That's the more it says so far. Meis Mosiv Rav Shemin Bar Abba. How do you know that the Kohen says, now that I'm up here giving blessings, I would love to give extra blessings? There's an Isser Baal Tosef. So then, the Baruch Lei over Leizmane, he finished the three brachas. The mitzvah is done. And now he says, Yosef. It's after the Zman. The Kohen, you're telling me there's no Baal Tosef after the Zman. The mitzvah is finished. So Mordechai says, Hachem Haskinan, the Lois Sayim. He threw in his extra bracha in the middle. Yivarechacha, Yair, Hashem Lekei, Abasechem Yosef Aleichem. And then Yisrael, in the middle of the bracha. So it's still Zman a mitzvah. The Mordechai says, but Tanya Sayim, another Bryce says, even after you finished, and you still have Baal Tosef, where Sayim Bracha Achas? It meant he finished one of the three. But Tanya Sayim Kolber Chosef, he has a Bryce which says, he finished all of the Brachas, and then he said, Hashem Lekev Azechem Yosef Alechem, and he's over Baal Tosef, the mitzvah is done, it's after the Zman HaMitzvah. Shani Hocha Kimon the Ilum Yisrami Leit Tzibur Achrina Hader Mavorech Kol Yomei Zim Nehu. Since if he end up with another Tzibur, he does the bracha again. So the mitzvah, the Zman of the mitzvah is multiple times in the day. So the Zman hasn't finished. He's still in the middle of the Zman. The middle of the Zman is the whole day because he can do it multiple times. Okay, so that Gemara doesn't tell me whether he's Mechuyev to the Mordechai said he could. Martin said he has a choice. Maybe he's mechuyev to. Not clear what the Mora means. But the Mora definitely says he does it ein mol, svei mol, etc.
Is the Gemara changing its mind? First, the Gemara said, "Kevin de Baruch Lei over Leizmane."
Correct. That's the Mora's caution. The Maksha is asking. The Maksha is asking on the statement of Rava, it's Rava who says this, right? that the din of Zmanoi, the Gemara says, you see, no din of Zmanoi because it's not called Zmanoi. The Gemara says, you're wrong, it is called Zmanoi.
Shani Hacha, the Gemara is saying, Vin Chayzer.
Correct. The Gemara is answering the Kasha, but saying, you're wrong. Even though you're right, by most mitzvahs, once the mitzvah is done, it's called Over Zmanoi. That's not true over here. So the Gemara goes to a Menot Hemra. How do we know this Yisoid that even though, once you finish mitzvah A, since you can do it again a second time, it's called Zman still? Maybe it's not called Zman. Baal Tosef is, as you're doing the mitzvah, you can't do it improperly. You have to do it the right way. Don't make a new mitzvah. Like Tosef says, discusses, I have this halacha l'maisa shayla. Tosef says, person wants to hold two asragim. Right? While he's doing the mitzvah, he has one lulav and two asragim, and you know, five adasim, 17 rabbis, you know. Is it Baal Tosef? So Tosef says extra rabbis and adasim and not a problem about Tosef. Because remember, the Torah didn't say clear amounts. Arvei Nochal, the minimum is two. It's unlimited after the two. And adasim, but by Esrog, it says pre-Eitzhoder. And Kapos Tamar, the verse says, it says Lashon of Kapas Ksiv, it's written in Chaser. It's only one. More in the beginning of the third parak. So it's Dafka one.
Lulav Hadassim.
Beginning of Lulav Hadassim. So I want to take two asragim. My father about Tosef. So father told me he had a problem. The kid was next to him. It was like he was about to drop his. He was father was holding his lulav and asragim. The kid was about to drop his lulav because he was getting. So the father picked up the asragim with the kid's hand. So the kid could get a grip on the lulav. So now he was holding two asragim and a lulav. Bizman mitzvah. So the Mechaber brings two sheets. You're about to what? So Mechaber in Tafrei Tzunalev says that Yesh Armim, if you hold two asragim b'shas mitzvah, you're over about to even not come on to be moisel.
Who was holding on to two asragim?
The father was holding two asragim now. Yeah. The kid was about to drop it, so the kid needed to get both his hands on the lulav. So the father realized that the kid wasn't able to maneuver with both. So the father took the asragim out of the kid's hand. He was now holding.
Is it lachem?
Okay, it's a good question. All right. So he's holding two asragim, and as he's doing, he says, you know, I have a shalom Baal Tosef over here, like, you know, mamash, like, you know, mamash, Baal Tosef with the hit of the rice, Baal Tosef. Okay.
If the
rabbis
are possible, do you have a shalom Baal Tosef?
It's a big deen in the Achronim. Anytime a person does a mitzvah, shalot kitikun, are you over Baal Tosef? This is not the guy over there. Like, so I put my tzitzit on one of the tzitzits as possible. So am I ever Baal Tigra? Or am I just not doing, I'm not doing the mitzvah properly? Are we going to say every time a person does the mitzvah wrong, so he gets two avers, you know? It's better not to do it at all, you know? I don't know. So that's a big deal in the Achronim. Do you say Baal Tigra in that? That's not for today. Okay. So the Mora says, I understand. That's called Baal Tosef. So Morris says, Baal Tosef, a person puts five sitzes in. A person puts in five sections in his tefillin. But the mitzvah is done. And you did it right. You could do the mitzvah again another time. It's Baal Tosef. Mehechatesi. So the more goes to Mo Temer, I'm not getting involved in it. The more is doicha that raya. So the Morris says, the case over there was the issue of Baal Tosef, that the person was Zarek, the dam of the Ebechor. Person Zarek Adam of Bechor, so you only Zarek it one time. He decided to do multiple times because he got mixed it up together with the Shlomim. Shlomim is supposed to do two times. So he says, listen, you know, what's the problem? I'll do it. And they'll say, listen, if it's a Shlomim, I did two times. He says, Bechor, I did twice. Which is, no. Don't tell you it's twice. It's about twice. If you're doing Zarek twice, and this is Mitzvah only Zarek once. So the Mora says, well, I understand, but what's the problem? As soon as you resurrect one time, the mitzvah is done. You're having Moisef, the mitzvah is done. So how's the Baal Tosef? Elamai, you see that since the Kohen doing the void, if another Bechor comes along, he'd be Zarek the Dam, so it's still called Zman HaMitzvah, even though this specific action of the mitzvah is done. That's the Yisoid. Same over here. I finished saying Birchas Kahanim, and now I'm being Moisef. Since another opportunity for Birchas Kahanim would come along, it's still called Zman. That's the Mora wants to bring the right. The Mora has problems with that back and forth. So Mora says, what do you see? I actually marked off. Let's skip down two lines after where I marked off. What is kilo the misarma le bukrachrina boy mazamine kliyam is manu? Since if another bukhor would come along, you'd have to do a zoh on that. So the whole day is the zman of being mazam bukhor. Brisanami kim in the isrami tziburachrina hadam avarech kliyam is manu. So the same thing with berachos kahanim. If you end up by another tzibur, you do the bracha. The whole day is the zman. That's how you said. So now, Rishamra Abba asked the Kash. So you gave me a very, very nice yesod. You see, that's called the Zman for later in the day. But how is he learning the Bechor? So that this yesod. So what was this Kash? The more Teretz is obvious, like Yeshua was asking. Rishamra Abba holds no. Hosam loy sagi loyoyim. Hacha iboy mevarch iboy lo mevarch. You're not mechuyev to mevarch a second time. Okay, so therefore the whole day is not this month. That's what Shemra Abba holds. Now, so how do we hold? What do we hold? So Shemra Abba says you're not mechuyev to. And the other opinion is saying that it is called the Zman, either because you're Mechuyev to, or you know, you're not, even you're not Mechuyev to, if you could, it's also called the Zman. Two ways to learn. Which way do you learn? Rav Amar Lot says, Lei Boy Kavona, Mitzvah and Tzichas Kavona, Lavra, Boy Kavona. You're about Toys, you're only about Toys if you had Kavona to be Moisev. Matan Domim, the Rishua, the Avar, but Lei Boy Kavona. Yeshua says you're over by doing a second Zrikas Dam. You're well toisa by adding it. I'm not being machaven to be myself in the mitzvah. El Marabba. Lot says, loy boy kavana. Lav Rabbi Zmanoi, loy boy kavana. When it's Zmano mitzvah and you do a husafa, you're over, even we have no kavana to be myself. Shlob Zmanoi, boy kavana. Shlob Zmanoi, you're only over if you have kavana. So the Rashba and the Ritva learn the Maskan of the Gemara is that by. So the question looking at all the more, but that the whole day is not the Zman of Birchas Kahanim. Birchas Kahanim is once you're done, it's over, it's done. And the rest of the day, even though you could be Mavarach a second time, it says you're not Mechuyev to, it's not called Zman of Mitzvah. So what's the case that you're over? If you have Kavanah to be Mitzvah, you're over. That's what Rav was saying at the end. Okay, Tosis over here says Hachi Boy Mavarach Masha Mikan. Bottom Tosis, the kim and the ol of the duchen pamachas b'yom shuven over b'asei the mor lehem kol yom the hakamar iboy lemavarech. The not mechuyev to do it again that day, even though we tell him to, because it says iboy lemavarech. You have an option not being mavarech. So Rabbi Gadon's kasha was maybe the men, you don't have to be in the shul when they say that when they're kare, but if you're through kare, you have to go up. But since, so one time a day you're mechuyev to go to the shul to get to the tzivui to go up. Right? You have mechuyev to be mapped yourself into a situation of kriya. The second time you're not mechuyev to be mapped yourself into a situation of kriya, but if there was a kriya, you're mechuyev to go up. That's what the Prima Gadim is learning the Pshat and the Gemara, suggesting Pshat and the Gemara. The Rambam does not differentiate. The Rambam says that he goes up again and again and again. The Rambam does not say, you're not mechuyev, you're mechuyev. The Rambam does not discuss. Pashto Rama means if you're there in that shul and they're kare, you have to go up. Like the Rebbe Gadol was asking. And the mitzvah is could be multiple times in one day. And his raya is the Morgan Rama's paskening that you make a bracha asher kiddushan v'kiddushan v'shal ha'aroin v'tzivanu. What do you mean? What are you doing? You already did the mitzvah. Why you make a bracha a second time? Alibi must be the mitzvah a second time also. It's a boy, mevorach, boy, loy mevorach. So why? How do I make a bracha? Shake the shalom, the shalom. So I says the mitzvah is multiple times in the day. Now Tosef says akasha. I don't get it. Why you're about Tosef? But you do it a second time. If you're not mechuyev a second time, you're about Tosef. Tosef says do it once. I don't mind doing it twice. What? Once we learn that the Gemara richtig. So the Torah says, do one, and I do two. That's not nice. I mean, myself in the mitzvah. So the Torah over here before, Torah said, Maskel Menot Temra. So I bracket it off. V'yesh lo, we can appreciate the parakam, but the Lord Shaykh, Bal Tosif, Vasiyas HaMitzvah, Shtei Pomim, Doing the same thing twice is not called Baal Tosef. Birchas Kahanim Nami, Filim of Orchid, Kam upon him, Lenzibar Echod, Ainz Baal Tosef. What's Baal Tosef? Can Moise Bracha Achas, Kigan Yosef Hashem Aleichem, Kochem, or Kiyotzebo? Can Motolula, Kam upon him, Bijoim? Or Echol Pesach Kam, Zaysim Shalmatzel? Ainz Baal Tosef. So what's Baal Tosef? Is when you change the mitzvah. You add something to it. But doing it multiple times, that's not called Baal Tosef. The Rashba argues, the Rashba said that that's not true, that necessarily, well, the Rashba suggests that that's not necessarily so. The end he says there's at least one case that Tosef L'chor is right. But, so important you said about Tosef, that Baal Tosef doesn't make sense. Tosef says, the Gemara says, when you do Matan Damim twice, it's a problem. Because it's not trying to the same mitzvah twice. It's in this one behavior where the Torah says to do one azah, you're doing two azah. So that's the problem. V'chol matanah b'matanah achas im nosen mikam apam b'mokim echad ain't about Tosef k'en nosen b'mokim achar. Say, Rechonam Tosef says, I'll tell you Kiddush. You put the dam, I did Zrikas dam. There's some more dam, let's do it again. I'm doing the same thing, I'm doing Zrikas dam. That's about Tosef. If I move to somewhere else in the Mizbech, I say, that's a different cheshbon. That's being Moisef. Kamadas a rovah shemalulav. I feel a noise in kamadasim. Kamarovas balulav. Ain't about Tosef. Feel my number. Sarach agat. So you punch. I have to bring it together. So I'm being my agat multiple hadasim. Now that's the question which I'm not going to involve right now. But, so Tosef says you can do extra rovah and do extra hadasim. The meaning of tamadim is do seven hadasim. You ever saw that? You ever saw that?
Put the hadassim together?
Seven hadassim instead of three. What?
They cover the rabbis with
hadassim. The rabbis is a hitter.
Yeah, saying that's the minigat timonah. So they do seven hadassim. Right? So that's not a problem. The lashon makabre is that it's not a problem. But madatikim are madatikim not to do more than two rabbis and three hadassim. There's lots of macabre and tavish and alif. But that, again, we're be careful not to do more. So if you're careless, you end up taking extra ones, it's not a problem. Interesting lashon, right? So saying birchas kind of multiple times, is, even though you're not mechuyev to, it's not called Baal Tosef, it's Baal Tosef. And his raya is some Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Tezayin. Why do we blow twice? Where it says, why you're to Kevet Maria Yoshin and Oimdim, Larav is a Sotim. Tosef says, that's very nice. You have a Baal Tosef. The Torah says, the blow one set of Carlos. You're blowing two sets of Carlos. So, Tema, Karav, Mishum, Baal Tosef. Chitema, Kim, and the Krayotza, Havrele, Shlom, Ismanoi, Tuliovar. Rina Mesav Ruv Bezdin, Gai Birchus Ganim, Dein Moisef Brach Achas Mishaloi, Mishud Loi Over Aleo, Zimne, Kim and Dili Misar Mali Tzibur Achrina, Hadam Avarach Luhu, Hachinami, Misar Mali Tzibur Hadur Taka Luhu. So now if there's another Tzibur, I have to blow for them. They need Kiyas. So I have to blow for them. Al Tzarvus, I have to blow for them. So I have to give Birchus Ganim. It's called Zman still. Mishaloi Mar, Then Shabbat Tosef, Basias Mitzah Achaz Beis Pomim. Can kind of Mavorach, because of Mavorach, or Sitzibur, Atzmoy, or Notalula, because of Noitel, because of Tekea. Fine. The Tosef says it's Yisoy. That Tosef is Yisoy. That multiple times. The Rashi says on this, no. Anytime you do it, Chazal to do it, Chazal is not called Tosef. That's part of the Kayach of the saucer. You have to listen to the Chazal. If you decide on your own, Moisef to Dini Atar, that's called being Moisef. If Chazal are telling you to do something, I'm not being Moisef. I'm listening to Chazal. So the Torah told me to do this. I'm not adding on to the Torah. The Torah said, listen to the rabbis who told you to do this. So what's with the Famir? Chazal said, blow twice. And I was saying, it's shy about Toysef. If I go on my own and decide, the Torah was, Chazal weren't Makai me to blow twice. And I decide, you know what? Why not? I'm going to blow twice. Yeah, I like the sound very much. Let's do it again. What do you mean do it again? The Torah said once, you sang twice. You bring Moisef in the Torah. But if Chazal tell me, Zot Rashi, that's not Baal Tosef. What's the Birchas Kahanim? Zach the prima gonim, you're mechuyev min rabbanan to do it a second time. So I'm not adding, I'm not doing it a second time on my own. I'm doing it because the Chacham told me to do it. But I decide, you know what, Rabbi said, I love you so much, you know, I'm a real, you know, lovey-dovey type of guy. Let's do it again. We did Birchas Kanan once, let's do it again. I mean, the person said once is good enough. You're like, twice is good enough. Baltaisiv. No, Baltaisiv is not Baltaisiv. The Rashi, what do you mean not Baltaisiv? Of course it's Baltaisiv. Okay. So now, we skip the Levush. Sometimes they really do the Levush. But the Levush grapples with whether you make a bracha on this or not. So, if you tell me that you're mechir min rabbanan, that the prima godim, so what do you mean that you don't make a bracha? Of course you make a bracha. Everybody make brachas in the rabbanan. We all make brachas on Chanukah. Make brachas, it's in the rabbanan. Make brachas until Tzedayim, it's in the rabbanan. You make brachas on Shir Kedishanu on the rabbanan. Number one, maybe it's a chiv deraisa, according to the Rambam. Right? The prima godim, maybe it's a chiv deraisa. She said, no. So if we're in Tosis, it's once a day, and that's it. You're not going to do it again. Mirais or Mirabana. So you still make a bracha. What do you make a bracha for? How can you make a bracha a second time? You're mechuyev to do it a second time. So the Levush says that you go up. Now, Kain Shalal Duchan Pamachas B'Yoim Shuvan and Sark Lalas Oid Boy B'Yoim Afili Marmer Loyalei Shekar Kain Mitzvah Sase B'Yoim Azeh. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. Merely the tzedavus says swarahu. Where did it come from? Swara. Shim hoya kaiv lalos kol pam shomer loy. I feel him omer loy alapam and biyam shiyale. I was a yachol kaiim shar mitzvus. I was a yasid tzrochav. I need to take care. I need to go to work. No kain bracha. I gotta go to work. Kayan bracha. You basically you took over the guy's life. Okay? I wanna learn. So Kayan bracha. We're supposed to learn. Kayan, give me a bracha. Avadi lo hitila lo v'tar mitzvah seizu ela pamachas b'yoyim. Chayinu atam b'labi lulav kamalun kim z'bir ha'kash sagi. Just a tefillin, right? Now, maybe, so who said this once a day? Was that Gamkin ain't sore cloud loimer shame the karma of Lisa Kap of Koyomov, El Pamachas? Once in your lifetime, the Kayan should give a Birchas Kanan. Maybe that's the mitzvah. Let me stop. She said, Vani das Kitsunu. That's a Shunzik thought process. Amorlem Ksiv, Kayamer Loin, Mavarti, Kayamer and Pamachas Beyon. Okay, then he says, next page is there somewhere. Okay, thank you. So he's not sure what the law is, whether you make a bracha or not. So Mishmar passing, that's what Gemara is saying, that's not true. We do make a bracha a second time, and that's what we do. According to the Prima Gadam, we do because he's Mechayev, either Midrash or Midrabanan. The Birka Yosef says that he's not Mechayev. Like the Miri says, it's a Mitzvah Kiyumis. You're not mechuyev to do. Can you make a bracha? You're not mechuyev to do. Minhag Ashkenazim is yes. That's the women make a bracha. Mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama. That's the chesh. Sardim shouldn't the second time because they hold you can't make a bracha. The mitzvah kiyumis. Right. So mitzvah yam mechuyev to do. Mitzvah yam mechuyev to do. But there's a good argument over here that you are mechuyev to do it because if you're not mechuyev to do it, according to some Rishonim, it might be Baal Tosef. Kodesh is not Baal Tosef because you're doing the same thing again and again and again. So Tosef tells that's Tosef Shita. But the Rashba says, not Mukhrach, doing it a second time might be Baal Tosef. If it's not what the Torah wants you to do, it's Baal Tosef. Elamai what? So why keep the blow twice? That's Kodesh Chazal. So over here, if you're Mukhrach, either Mirabana Mirabana, you can make it, maybe not Mukhrach at all. So what do you mean you're doing it a second time? But according to the Miri, that it's a mitzvah kiyumis, means that the Torah is telling you, listen, here's the arrangement. Once that you're mechuyev, other times it's up to you. So that it's not a yourself in the Torah either. But Torah is saying a different cheshbon. It's b'chal not a mitzvah at all. It's a nice bracha, but it's not a mitzvah at all. But doing the mitzvah, blowing a second time, without tikkun chazal, is garnished. Right? And that's not called b'taisiv, according to Taisiv, because it's the same action twice. Baltaisiv was changing the mitzvah in the b'shas ma'isa, doing it a different way. Right? Adding another tzitzis. Right? So Karan Tosfos says Bechal not a key mitzvah, it's not a key mitzvah at all. So really we have ended up with four shitas. Karan Tosfos says it's not a key mitzvah at all, but it's okay. According to the Miri, it's a key mitzvah kiyumis. According to the Prima Gadim, it's a key of mirabonan. And Patel, it's a key of the Raisa. According to the Ram, it's a key of the Raisa, that the Karan should be duchen a second time. It's about Tosfos. So if you want it to, according to the last three shitas, it's not about Tosfos, because it's din atara. According to the first sheet, the Baal Taisim says it's not because it's just doing the same mice as a second time. Okay.